Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, this morning sunrise in Jerusalem, take a look at this. The beautiful, beautiful city of Jerusalem sunrise taking place right there. Thanks to Naftali and blessing us with that picture. As a matter of fact, we are going to go right to our unofficial reporter in Jerusalem, Naftali, as he's speaking to us specifically about, you know, things that Palestinian people don't want us to know. Understand this, that, you know, Naftali is a Jew. He's a Christian. He's a Messianic believer. He loves Israel. He loves Jesus. He was a soldier in the Israeli Defense Force, and he's confused at why the world's looking at Israel the way they're looking at some of the world. And he says, let me tell you some things that the Palestinian people don't want you to know. Take a look.
I want to start this video with two facts. One, I believe in peace. Two, as a Jewish Israeli and a soldier, I love Palestinians. When the terrorists from Hebron had murdered Halal Yafa, the 13-year-old girl, the Palestinian Authority didn't bother to condemn the attack. The opposite is true. Hebron's governor went to the terrorist's family to comfort them. Plus, did you know that the Palestinian Authority actually give money to terror families? And the more you hurt Israel, the more money you get. And this is how they encourage terrorism. I think it's sad that the new Palestinian generation don't even have the option to choose peace. I mean, schools teach that Israel is not even a state. So the new Palestinian generation is growing based on hate towards Israelis. Instead of teaching their kids how to play with toys and dolls, mothers encourage their kids to play with knives. And it becomes their norm. But this is not normal at all. Did you know that Hamas recruits children? And they willingly send those kids to the front line, because if the IDF will kill them, then they will blame the IDF for killing innocent kids. Also, the world sends tons of humanitarian help and billions of dollars to Gaza Strip. Now, I have only one question. Where the money goes to? I mean, Hamas is the local government in Gaza. Don't they get it that their money goes straight into Hamas hands? And let me tell you a small secret. They don't rebuild their houses with all this money. They also build tunnels for future terror attacks. So in the end, most of the humanitarian help don't really help the simple plain citizens in Gaza. And if there are any Palestinians watching, I want you to know that most Israelis don't hate you like people say. And also the IDF is teaching its soldiers to treat Palestinians respectfully, regardless their origin, religion, or any other aspect. Guys, join me in sharing the truth about Israel on social media. It's a huge help for the state of Israel. Many people hate Israel mainly because they don't really know what's happening here. But it's changeable, so let's get the truth out there. Remain in God, love you.
We are so grateful for Naftali. You got to be able to spread his message right there. He is our unofficial field reporter in Israel. He's letting us know specifically about the Palestinian people. Hamas is their leadership. That's their government. As a matter of fact, the president of Hamas met with President Donald Trump, and they had a press conference. And we're not going to show you the whole press conference. We'll make it available to you at VFNTV.com. But I want you to listen. Obviously, he's going to speak in Arabic, and it's going to be a translator speaking. But we're going to, after hearing what he's really saying, we're going to go back to Naftali and let him explain from Israel what's actually truth about what he's saying. This is President Trump meeting with President Abbas in the White House. Take a look.
بأمن وسلام واستقرار إلى جانب دولة إسرائيل على حدود 1967.
Mr. President, our strategic option, our strategic choice is to bring about peace based on the vision of the two-state, a Palestinian state with its capital of East Jerusalem that lives in peace and stability with the state of Israel based on the borders of 1967.
This is amazing. The borders of 1967 are undefensible borders. If the borders go back to 1967 borders, which only expanded because the Arab nations attacked Israel and they had to defend themselves and they expanded their borders and brought in Jerusalem. That's why They're celebrating right now over 50-year anniversary of the unification of Jerusalem coming back into Israel. But it came only because they had to defend themselves. And now Abbas, the President Abbas, he's sitting here saying that they need to go back to the 1967 borders. Remember, that's exactly what former President Barack Obama said himself, that Israel needed to go back to the 1967 borders. That's like saying, we want to do away with you, Israel, or we want to harm you. And it's like, you think about this. You think about President Abbas. He's ahead of the Palestinian people. He's promoting these schools that are teaching their children how to hold guns, how to shoot. You see how little those children were? And in their schools, pulling knives out and stabbing folks. If you missed our previous program, we talked and had Naftali interviewing folks on the streets and asking them, and they openly were saying, there's nothing wrong with this stabbing, and there's nothing wrong with hurting folks. And it's just, we got to really stand up for Israel and stand up for the people of Israel, all the people of Israel. And we're seeing this take place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.